Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. If you want to make a quick $100, you can get vaccinated today at a city-run vaccination site. President Biden thinks that's such a great idea. He wants to take it nationwide, hoping that will induce the unvaccinated to see things his way. As for those who have been vaccinated,
the president sharing his frustration with millions of Americans who've already received a COVID shot and still face another round of wearing a mask.
Because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated
who are spreading the more contagious Delta variant. The president offering $100 incentives to get the vaccine from the COVID relief fund and adding new federal worker rules to show vaccine proof or face more testing.
Respondent Andy Field, as for the science backing up the need for masks for the vaccinated, the CDC is promising to do some explaining today. But as correspondent Faith Aboube reports, it has to do with the possibility that even the vaccinated may be carrying high viral loads of the Delta variant.
Internal documents shared within the CDC, obtained by the Washington Post, arguing health experts must, quote, acknowledge the war has changed, warning the Delta variant appears to cause more severe illness, spread as easily as chickenpox, and more quickly than Ebola.
Mayor de Blasio is promising new guidance on masks next week, but there's some question as to whether New Yorkers are in the mood for any more guidance of this kind, as Glenn Scheck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
So when it comes to putting those masks on indoors again, where do we go from here? Mayor de Blasio borrowing an old radio phrase. Stay tuned.
We've advised everyone who is unvaccinated to wear a mask. So that's been out there for quite a while. We're going to be providing further guidance at the beginning of next week. But I want to keep the attention focused on the thing that will make the difference, which is vaccination.
Now, you recall back on Wednesday, I spoke with DPW worker Bill Schmidt about CDC recommendations for putting the masks on. I caught up with him again today. He says whatever the mayor will say next week, he's not having it.
Well, here's the thing. If someone tells you now where you go inside somewhere, you have to wear a mask. Are you going to wear the mask, or you're just not going to go in?
I'm not going to wear it.
Now, Bill de Blasio's concern is that if masks are back widespread here in the city, it'll discourage those who haven't gotten a vaccine from maybe ever getting it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
If you have any plans involving any location of the city winery, be prepared to prove you're vaccinated. Stacy Lynn with more.
City winery founder Michael Dorff implemented the requirement in New York and is now expanding. Some say it's a controversial decision.
Well, I'm not sure what is controversial about trying to be safe.
He says patrons will need to flash a card to get in.
Just like checking an ID to make sure you're of age to drink.
And the reason is simple.
We don't want to close again. We don't want our staff to get sick. And we just want to do what we do. And we can do it safely. It's why seatbelts are a requirement when you drive on the highway.
City Winery doesn't have any locations in Florida or Texas where rules like that are effectively illegal. Weather did get rough around here yesterday. There were at least two tornado touchdowns in New Jersey near Trenton and Toms River. The National Weather Service says there may have been more, but they won't know until they inspect the damage today. No injuries reported from the Jersey tornadoes. There's been an arrest and an attack on an 11-year-old girl as she was walking to a grocery store in Jackson Heights last weekend. 34-year-old Jonathan Perez is accused of grabbing the girl from behind, putting a sharp object to her throat, and making sexual threats while demanding to know her age. Cops say he stole the girl's house keys and $20 before running off. He's charged with robbery, assault, kidnapping, acting in a manner injurious to a child less than 17, and menacing. He was arrested last month on a robbery charge after allegedly punching his girlfriend in the mouth and stealing her car keys. Sergeant Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, can stand departmental trial for some offensive social media posts. Mullins argued that he had a First Amendment right to call City Councilman Richie Torres a first-class whore last September, but a judge sided with the city, which argued that Mullins must still obey the NYPD's patrol guide even when he is acting as head of the union. A serial burglar, repeatedly arrested and repeatedly released, is finally being held on bail after a break-in in Greenwich Village during which police say he rubbed himself against a 10-year-old girl's feet while she was sleeping and he was naked. Raymond Williams, 31 years old, has been arrested and released 19 times since last November. He was identified through DNA recovered from a stain on the girl's duvet. He's now being held on $500,000 cash bond. A new hospital going up as part of the Coney Island Hospital campus will reportedly be named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Daily News reports the name was approved on a unanimous vote by the City Health and Hospitals Board of Directors. The Ginsburg Hospital is expected to open next summer. Yankees weren't doing much slugging yesterday, but they have been doing a lot of trading, as Mark Erne is here to discuss this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, on the heels of a 14-0 blowout against the Rays, their worst loss in 14 years, the Yanks picked up another power-hitting lefty, landing first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. But before all that, manager Aaron Boone finally able to talk about their Wednesday pickup of Joey Gallo.
I'm thrilled he's coming to join the fold. This is obviously a tremendous player. I think hopefully people are talking about what a tremendous all-around player. We're getting a really good athlete, a guy that runs the bases, that has some speed, that's a really good defender in the outfield, and obviously the tremendous patience and power that he has.
And Gallo's expected to be in the Yankee lineup tonight when they open a weekend series in Miami with the Marlins. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
Got an update on Barney the Bull. The main update is that he has a name now, but still no known location, and it's been 10 days since he escaped from that halal slaughterhouse on Long Island. How a 1,500-pound bull is remaining invisible in the pretty populated area of Shirley and Mastic is a bit of a mystery, but he has eluded searchers on foot, horseback, even in helicopters. He didn't fall for the oldest tricks in the book either, free food and a cow in heat. Now they're trying something new, spreading cow manure in the hope that he'll be attracted by the smell of his own kind, since bulls are herd animals. But Barney seems to be smarter than your average bull.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.